Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manna Teaching Ministry. Hey, man, tonight we're going to talk about the blood of Jesus, and we're going to talk about faith, the father Abraham, our father Abraham, the father of faith. Amen. And we're coming to you tonight. We're going to start in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. We're going to go down to about the 14th or the 15th verse. The Bible says, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Paul said, this only what I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? We're talking about faith tonight. The Bible says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? So these were, the Galatians were going through changes about the Jews versus the Gentiles. This is when Jesus Christ released Paul to the ministry to the Gentiles. Paul was telling the Jews that God had revealed himself to the Gentiles and salvation was for the Jew and the Gentile now. So this was a new way of thinking for many of the Christians back in that time to accept the Gentiles as children of God as well. Amen. So the Bible says, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. The Jews totally depended upon the law for their walk with God. But Paul here was teaching them that you did not receive the Spirit as a Christian. You did not receive the Spirit by the works of the law, but you received it by the hearing of faith. He said in verse 3, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? So he's talking about the law. He said, have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit, talking about God, and worketh miracles among you, speaking about God again, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And we know the answer is the hearing of faith. The Bible says in verse 6 in Galatians chapter 3, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. This is a very important scripture because it talks about Abraham's relationship with God and why we call him Father Abraham. Amen. I know the Bible says call no man father, but Abraham was the father of faith. That's why when the rich man and the poor man, Lazarus, talked about hell back, I think it was in Mark, chapter 16, or I think it was in Mark chapter 16 or Luke 16, the Bible talks about hell and it talks about paradise being compared to the bosom of Abraham because Abraham is the father of faith. But the Bible says here in Galatians 3 and 6, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That's why we are the children of Abraham, because we are the children of faith. The Bible says in verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, talking about us, the Gentiles, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Excuse me. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham in verse 9. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith, the Bible says. And the law is not of faith. This is verse 12. Paul is letting them know the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. We know Abraham had two children. One was the child of promise, which was Isaac. One was the child of the flesh, which was Ishmael. God said the child of Ishmael was not going to share in the inheritance of Isaac. That's why he sent them out with Hagar. Amen. So the Bible compares the two sons of Abraham to flesh and the spirit, because Isaac was the son of promise. And we that live by faith have to stand on the promises of God. So the Bible says the man that doeth them, the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us, in verse 13, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Amen. The Bible says, And this is what we're going to talk about tonight. He took our place. I want to explain this to you. The Bible says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the Bible talks about the blessing of Abraham coming on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Amen. So let's go down. I want to talk about, just go over a few verses. In verse 7, the Bible says, "They which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and these shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." And let me just say, God knew that he would graft in the heathen or us, Gentiles, through Paul's ministry. Paul was called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles or non-Jewish people. Amen. That is what Jesus said. And remember when Jesus talked to the Syrophoenician woman, and he said, "It is not meet to give the children's bread unto the dogs." Amen. This woman came to Jesus, and she was a Gentile. And Jesus said, "It's not fit to give the children's bread to the dogs." He was talking about it wasn't time until after his death, because this was before his death. It was not time for the Gentiles to be brought in yet, to be grafted in. But look what this woman said. She said, "Yes, Lord, of a truth." She said, "I agree." She said, "But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." This woman has so much faith. Jesus said he had not seen so much faith before in Israel. So this woman's faith moved Jesus, amen, to go out of time, out of the dispensation of grace. Before the dispensation of grace even came, she moved Jesus to bless her because she reached up, and God cannot resist an act of faith. When you act in faith, God can, it weakens God. It makes him change laws. It makes him change everything when you act in faith, because it just shakes him. It's like, wow, can you see that? Do you see how they believe me? Do you see how they trust me against all odds, against everything that they see, against everything that they even ever saw, amen, with their natural eyes? They have enough faith to believe. They dare to believe me in spite of everything that they see. I'm telling you, when we get this kind of faith, we can actually move mountains. That's what Jesus was talking about. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, he was talking about real faith in God. Amen. He said, "You shall speak unto that mountain and say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and it shall move." Amen. The Bible says from here to there. So we can move mountains with our faith, but we have to have faith that's based on the word and the God of our promises, that we're standing on the promises of God. For the Bible says the promises of God are in him, are in Christ Jesus, are yea and amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that this woman's faith moved Jesus, amen, by her faith. But, amen, Jesus did not get so caught up in tradition as he did by faith, amen, because faith moved God, amen. Faith moved Jesus in that incident. Your faith can still move God. He is no respecter of person. The Bible says in Galatians 3, around the 14th or the 16th verse, "By the law is no man justified." Let's read that one more time. "By the law is no man justified in the sight of God. It is evident the just shall live by faith." That's us believers, justified before God. We have to live by faith. Amen. It's not easy, because you have to forget about everything that you ever been taught. It's a totally new way of living. It's a totally new way of thinking. Amen. You have to forget about everything that you trust in, everything that you ever been taught, everything that you believe in the natural. You have to let it go and just walk by faith and let your word be yea and nay. Amen. You have to just stand by faith sometimes, even when you don't see it, because God is invisible. He moves in the invisible realm. But the Bible says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." And then verse 14, this is what really blessed me in Galatians chapter 3, that the blessing of Abraham, hallelujah, might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That's it in a nutshell, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. Praise God. Let's go on over to talk some more about the blessings of Abraham, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ. What are the blessings of Abraham? If you turn over to John chapter 8, verse 39, I want to read this to you. In John chapter 8, we're going to go down to the 39th verse, and the Bible says, verse 37. Jesus said, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word have no place in you. Amen. He said, I speak that. He was talking to the Jews. He said, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Talking about God versus the devil, the children of the devil versus the children of God. The Jews were claiming God to be their father, but Jesus said, if you were Abraham's seed, you would not seek to kill me. He said, but you seek to kill me because my word have no place in you. Amen. But a child of God, the word is going to find a place in your heart. Jesus said, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father, talking about the devil. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if Abraham were your father, we're in verse 39, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. He's talking about the work of faith. Amen. He said, if Abraham were your father, you would do the works of Abraham. He said in verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Amen. He was talking about the devil. Then they said to him in verse 41, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Listen to what Jesus said in verse 42. If God were your father, first they talked about Abraham being their father. Now they're talking about God being their father. But look what Jesus said. He said, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Hallelujah. Remember the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. My pastor just preached on that this morning. But he also went into the 17th verse right after that. Amen. But the Bible says, Jesus told them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. So he said, because God sent me, you should love me. Amen. He said, well, why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Then he plainly told them in verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh of a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it, talking about the devil. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. So Jesus was letting them know they are of their father, the devil. He speaketh of a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is the father of all lies. But Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I tell you the truth, and you believe me not. This is for every unbeliever. Amen. You are of your father, the devil. Which of you convinceth me of sin, Jesus said. And if I speak the truth or say the truth, why do you not believe me? Because the spirit of truth is not in you. The Bible says in verse 7, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Amen. So Jesus was letting them know, if you were of God, you would hear the word of God. That's how people get saved. People come to church. God will lead you to lead somebody to church. Amen. My pastor got a message right now on witnessing, amen, and being a witness. But I'm telling you, God has some people out there that he wants us to reach out and to bring to him. Amen. And God said, one plant, one water, another give the increase. But Jesus said, he that is of God, heareth God's words. Ye there, and you don't have to be in church to hear the word of God. If you are meant to be saved, you can get saved in the street, you can get saved at home. But the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and so much more even as the day approaches. If you, no matter where you get saved at, you still have to go to church to get the word, amen, not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. The Bible says, he that is of God, heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Jesus did not pull any punches. I love to quote the word of God. The Bible says in verse 48, then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I see not mine own glory. There is one that judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. He was talking about eternal life right there. By keeping the word of God, you can have eternal life. That's what Jesus was saying. Verse 52, then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. art thou greater than our father Abraham? See, they were taking so much pride in the natural bloodline of Abraham. They said, art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? They was asking Jesus, are you greater than our father Abraham? Jesus answered, but look at verse 54. He said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me. God the Father was honoring Jesus. Remember when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration? Jesus asked him to glorify himself. He said, I have both glorified myself and I will glorify myself again. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So God put his stamp of approval on Jesus. Amen. But the Bible says, Jesus said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Verse 55, yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Amen. And this is what we have to remember. We have to keep the word of God. Amen. If we know him, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. So Jesus said that Abraham had a vision, and he saw the day when Jesus would come. Amen. And Jesus said he saw it, and he was glad. It rejoiced his heart to see the day of Christ coming. The Bible says, then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said unto them in verse 58, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, this is what made them mad, because he was saying, but he existed. He was guys making himself equal to God here. He said, before Abraham was, I am, or I existed. And they remember God said, I am that I am. That was the name that he told Moses, amen, to tell the people when he said, who sent me? He said, tell them I am. Well, here Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. So he was making himself equal to God. But look at verse 59. Then the Jews took up stones to cast at him. They were trying to kill him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by, because that was not the way that it was ordained for him to die. Amen. So God made him, I guess, invisible, but he passed through there. Amen. Or God took him out of the place. Amen. So the Bible says, and that was John 8:39-59, and Jesus said, if you were of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. He said, and before Abraham was, I am, or I am the self-existent one. So he made himself equal with God. Let's go over to Romans chapter 4. And we're going to start in verse 1. And here we talk about Abraham again, the promises of God through Abraham. The Bible says, what shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, remember we talked about the bloodline of Abraham for the Jews, have found? For if Abraham was justified, now Paul breaks it down in this chapter. That's why I came over here. Paul really breaks it down. He said, if Abraham was justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. So Abraham was not justified by works, Paul is saying, because there was no glory. He could not glory before God in the works. Amen. He had to come through the promise. He was 100 years old when Isaac was born. He was 100 years old when Isaac was circumcised. Amen. 8 days old. He was 100 years old. But God gave him the promise when he was 60 or 70. He had to wait 30 years. And the older he got, I'm pretty sure he kept saying to himself, man, I'm getting older. My wife is past the time that she should get pregnant. My wife can't get pregnant no more. God told me that Isaac was thy seed going to be called. God told me I was going to have a son, a promise with Sarah. He said, and he just, in the natural, it just looked impossible. Amen. And some of you are faced with some impossible looking circumstances right now. I want you to know, by faith, all things are possible through God if you only believe. Amen. Jesus said, all things are possible if you only believe. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in verse 3, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. So Jesus let us know, and Paul let us know here, that Abraham was justified before God, not because of the works of the flesh, not because of the law, not because he followed any particular rules, amen. The Bible says Abraham was justified before God because he believed God, amen. Now, to him, the Bible says in verse 4, all you have to do is believe. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is believe. The Bible says, and there was another scripture where the disciples said, or somebody came to Jesus, they said, we want to work the works of him. We want to work the works of God. They were talking about the miracles they saw Jesus do. Jesus told them, this is the work of God, to believe on him whom he has sent. That is the work of God. That's where it all begins, at believing on Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, if you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. That's all you got to do is call on his name. The Bible says, now to him that worketh is the reward, not reckon of grace, but of debt. Amen. The Bible says the reward, the work, if you work, the reward is not going to be by grace, but it's going to be by debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So here again, the Bible is talking about if you don't work, but you believe, and that will justify you before God, your faith is going to be counted for righteousness, just as Abraham was when he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. The Bible says in verse 6, even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. So here we see David was talking about the blessing of having your sins covered. Verse 8, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now verse 9, come up this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, talking about the Jews, or upon the uncircumcision also. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? Verse 10, when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Because God did not tell Abraham to circumcise himself till after he received the promise. Amen. And the Bible says he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness of the faith that he had yet being uncircumcised. So Abraham did not have the circumcision. It was not of works. It was not of the law. Abraham did not even receive, the Bible said, the sign of circumcision until after he was given the promises by faith, after he believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness' sake. The Bible says in verse 4 and 11 in Romans, he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith that he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe. So the Jews were taking so much pride in the fact that they were circumcising their children, amen, and obeying the law. And God said that Abraham received the blessing way before he gave him the circumcision writ, or sign, amen, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed, talking about the Gentiles or the heathen, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had yet being uncircumcised. See, the Jews didn't want to hear that. The Bible says in verse 13, For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. The Bible says the promise of him being the heir was not given to him or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. So the Bible says, if they that be of the law be heirs to the promises of God, then faith is made void. We don't need faith. He said, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. See how faith and grace work together. It is of faith. You believe God that you can receive the promises of God by grace and not works. The Bible says that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So I am a daughter of Abraham because I have the faith of Abraham. Amen. and I come to God through faith as Abraham did. Amen. Abraham was the first one. That's what father means, the first. Amen. Or ancient of days. Abraham was the first one to believe God against all odds. So we have to follow the faith of our father Abraham. Amen. But the Bible says to them also that is the of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. This is the righteousness of faith, that we call those things that be not as though they were. Even though you can't see it, you can still call it forth. Amen, because that's the righteousness of faith. Amen. The Bible says in verse 18, who against hope believes in hope, talking about Abraham. Abraham hoped against hope. Even when he couldn't see it, he hoped for it, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And the Bible says in verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Remember we told you he was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Amen. 99 when Isaac was born. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. The Bible says in verse 20, and this is one of my key verses in Romans chapter 4, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. He didn't care what it looked like. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And the Bible says he was fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, verse 23, but for us also, through whom it shall be imputed, talking about the Gentiles, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Praise God. So I want you to know, amen, that the Bible says that Jesus Christ said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am, back in the book of John. And we talked about in Romans, amen, we talked about in chapter 4, where the Bible says, it was imputed, if we believe on him to raise up Jesus Christ from the dead, then that we can walk in the righteousness of God, because he was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen. So I want to talk about that. Amen. And I just want to, amen, go over some notes in the last 3 minutes of this broadcast. The Bible said Abraham was called the father of faith. Amen. And I want to go over, amen, let's turn to that scripture. Amen. We have a few minutes left about Father Abraham. God told Jacob, he said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said to me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. We're going to talk about some of the promises of Abraham. And the Bible says in Joshua 24, God said, I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Amen. So the Bible says in Joshua 24 that God took Abraham and showed him the promised land. Even though he didn't receive it, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, he did not receive it, but the Bible says these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but amen, they all died in faith because they saw them afar off. So this is another scripture on faith that we have to talk about. We're going to start reading in Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to stop when my time is up in a couple of minutes, but I want to finish this on Thursday night. So you can go ahead and read Hebrews 11. We're still talking about faith. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So Abraham had the faith of God. He had the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, because he couldn't see it with his natural eyes. The Bible says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand, and we might have to stop here, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. This is very important that you understand. That you understand faith. The Bible says the worlds were framed by the word of God. God took nothing and spoke something into existence. Amen. He took nothing. God is invisible. He spoke and it was, the Bible says. He created with his word. Amen. So everything that we see, everything that we can touch, everything that's in this physical realm, it was spoken into existence by the word of God. Amen. So the things that are seen, the chair you're sitting in if you're sitting down, the bed you're sleeping in, amen, the car you're driving in, the things that are seen were not made by things which do appear. This is a very deep scripture. If you can understand, through faith we understand, the Bible says, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. So my time is up, amen. I just want to say God bless you. I love you, amen. And I'll see you again on Thursday night. This is Evangelist Amos signing off from Manna Teacher Ministry. Good night.